I became a Raider fan in 1996, you know, in the 2000s, and I was going to high school in the East Bay Hills. Last couple of years, buddies of mine, a group like 25 people, all are going to the games, and they needed a chef. So I donated my skills and, you know, got in there in the A lot, and 25 of us all sit together.
There it is, Jack.
My idea was to have every home game be food from the visiting team's stadium. Like, if you were to go to a game there, what food would you see at the concessions, you know? I mean, I just kind of went online and looked for some stuff, and last year it was really fun. It was the first year, and we killed it every game, 8 home games. I'm Jack, Section 329. I am a Raiders season ticket holder.
Raiders fan Jack is going to have to wait to see the silver and black as they are currently on their bye week. Welcome back to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. We thought it would be a good time to check in with the men of the Silver and Black Show, 2-time Super Bowl champ Jim Plunkett, and the voice of the Silver and Black, Greg Papa. Guys, assess the play of the Raiders through the first 6 weeks. What positives can you take out of the season so far?
All right, JT, thank you. I will give the floor to my elders. I always refer to my elders, Jim Plunkett.
Yeah, thank you.
What's your positive of the first 6 games of the year, JT?
I think some of it's the improvement of Terrell Pryor. I think he's become a much better quarterback that he has shown previously. He's gotten better in the pocket. He's still making his plays outside the pocket with his legs and throwing on the run, but he's much improved as a quarterback from the pocket. And I think Denarius Moore has had a major impact with the 4 touchdown passes and some big plays for the Raiders.
Well, I'm going to single out the play of the Raider defense, JT. You have 9 new starters from last year. You lose Tyvon Branch early in the year, so essentially 10 new guys. And they have confused some of the great quarterbacks in pro football this year. Andrew Luck in the opener. Even at times, they confused Peyton Manning in losing that game to Denver, holding them to merely 37 points. Denver's averaging in the mid-40s. We saw it with Phillip Rivers. We saw it in the last game with Alex Smith, where Jason Tarver's fronts and his secondary are confusing these cerebral quarterbacks. Alex Smith at times had no idea what to do with the football. He got sacked 3 times. The Raider defense, Jim, we talked about it throughout the offseason. They do not have a natural pass rusher on this team. How are they going to generate sacks? Last year they had 25 the whole year. The first 6 weeks this year, they've already got 16. Tarver has this defense playing tight.
He certainly does, and I think to use his term, he activates different players each and every game to put pressure on the quarterback. He finds a way that to get them into the backfield, put pressure on the quarterback, make him throw when he doesn't want to, sack the quarterback, or make him throw an interception. And it's working out really well for the way things are set up for that defense.
In fact, we're going to activate the mad scientist, Jason Tarver, ourselves, JT. He'll be joining Plunk and I this week on the Silver and Black Show, in addition to his weekly appearance of the head coach, Dennis Allen. I know your schedule is busy, JT, but please check us out.
Thanks, guys. We'll check in with you again down the road. Now, one of the highlights so far this season was the Raiders' Week 5 victory, that late Sunday night game against the San Diego Chargers. Head coach Dennis Allen was fired up throughout the whole entire game, and he was also wired for sound.
Under the lights, what else you want now? Let's go, baby. You got a great opportunity tonight now. Let's go. Hey, Jeff. How you doing, man? Good to see you, bud. You doing all right?
Good, yeah. Beautiful sunny night.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It is wonderful.
A little later than we anticipated.
That's right. Just a tad later. Just a tad.
Get out.
The Raiders are late to sub out Pat Sims and C.O. Moore.
Back up.
Rivers back. Time. Too much time. We'll take a deep shot.
Ball. Pick it. Go. Go,
intercepted by Usama Young. Back on the 30. 40. He's got room to go. Where is Rivers throwing that ball? Midfield.
Good job. I got you. Back up. Gotcha. Hey, get him back, including me. I want the players behind the white and yellow line. Stay back, man. Stay back. Back up, guys. Give him room. Back up, guys. Watch the chains. Back up.
Nice effort, high in the air. Eddie Royal back. He bumped it.
Bump it on it. Get on it. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Yeah.
Raiders have the ball.
Flag down.
Back up. they flagged us.
You've already been warned. You guys can't even be in this green area here. You would have the team out of here.
Go get up in there. First down. First down. That's it. Yeah. Oh. Get underneath it, DJ. Get under it, DJ. Yeah. 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 All right, let's see what they do. See what they do.
Here's a big play, fourth and goal, San Diego on the Raider 1 yard line. Inside handoff to Danny Woodhead, and Woodhead is stacked up on the goal line. Is he in or not?
Yeah!
The Raiders yeah! held him on the goal line.
Yeah! 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 Hey, come here. What'd you see?
He's about to throw. I ain't had no time.
Okay, hey, calm down. All right, calm down. Just teaching lessons. All right, if you know it, and you can get rid of it, that'd be great. All right, okay, you're good.
Fryer back, gonna take a deep shot, lays it out there, and it's caught by Rob Streeter.
Touchdown, yeah! Let's go, man, let's go, we gotta keep going.
They fake the toss, they boot Mike Fryer right, he can run.
Run it.
He's gonna try to throw though, and it's a touchdown.
Demo! Hey, that's the way to make a play. Like them hands, though. All right, keep them out of the end zone here, man. Just keep them out of the end zone. Back up.
Rivers in the gun. Woodhead to his right. And he gets slammed by Nick Rhodes. He fumbled the ball.
Fumble!
Picked up by Woodson.
Yeah.
Running back in. 10, 5, touchdown! Raiders!
Yeah. Let's go. You got to finish. Finish.
River steps up and throws. It's intercepted by DJ Hayden. And that should end it for the Raiders.
Hey, great job, baby. All right, great job. That's why you hang in there, okay? And keep fighting.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
The main thing you've seen is a guy who's committed to getting better. And the fact now that he's combining the athleticism with the football acumen, he's becoming a legitimate NFL quarterback.